Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Audio Frontier.
Ladies and gentlemen, the following podcast is Wrestling Daft and is scheduled for 1 hour. Maybe more. It has no real-time limits making their way into your ears. First, from a place called Barniston, he is the Pyramid.
It's going to be the funniest show ever because I'm all about the comedy and the money.
How much you gonna pay?
And his partner, Fader Tappender Stevenson.
For Mexico City to Beef Community Center, I've got stories that are going to blow your mind.
Hello and welcome to Wrestling Daft. My name is Rab Florence and it's a very special episode of Wrestling Daft this week because I am joined by a very good friend of mine, one of the presenters of Football Daft, which, by the way, John, you have still got in the Patreon video. You will see that John has left his Football Daft slogan up behind him as a graphic.
Oh, sorry,
don't apologise, mate. It's because the man himself, Chris Toll, is here. He's put it up there, a Football Daft tribute to him. But, you know, we're talking about ICW legend as well here, Chris Toll. How you doing, Chris?
Do you know what, Rob? He does it every bloody week with Football Daft. He comes on and he's got Wrestling Daft in the background. So
he's got the wrong graphic.
A busy man.
That's it, you know. But I need to say thank you very much for having me on the show. I've been an avid listener for many, many moons.
Mate, it's great to have you on. It's great to have you on. Everybody always talks about, even on this, we've been shooting a sitcom, you always come up. People are talking. People fucking love Chris Toll. Across the entertainment and wrestling business love this guy.
I wish they'd tell me, Rab, to be honest with you. I'm sitting in my house thinking, no cunt likes me.
Everybody likes you.
Thanks very much for having me on. I'm looking forward to it. There has been some major developments in wrestling on the Wednesday that we are recording this show.
Mate, we have a show plan, right? John does a great deal of work, just to let everybody know, behind the scenes, John does all the prep, right? Because, you know, you're big stars. Me and Chris Grado, all these, Stephen Purden, big stars, right?
We don't have time for that sort of thing.
We don't have time to make plans, right? But John, you know, he's worked with guys like George Bowie and all that, you know, guys that have, like, dementia and all that, right? So he has to put these show plans together, right? And he does the work, but whatever that show plan is, it's all been flung up in the air by what's happened today. And listen, I've been at work all day. I've just literally got in the door 5 minutes ago, as the boys will attest to. So I need you guys, Chris, John, fill me in. What's fucking happened today?
Somebody's went in to the WWE dressing room with a big hatchet. And just
I get told on set, this is how big this is. I get told on set, one of the other actors came up to me, right? My mate Taylor came up to me and he said, they've released Braun Strowman. They've released Braun Strowman. Is that fucking true?
Aye, it's true. Braun Strowman, your favourite wrestler in the world, Aleister Black, is gone.
That's crazy, Amy.
Lana Murphy, Ruby Riott, and somebody that I'm not too familiar with.
Santana Garrett.
I'm not familiar with that wrestler. So, right. Honestly, with the name, I'm not actually sure if it's a guy or a woman.
Let's go down the list here, right? Let's go down. I don't know when is best today. That's John. You know what I mean? We kind of need to talk about it right now.
Yeah.
Let's go down. Braun Strowman. That is going to be one of the most surprising releases in a fucking long time, right?
That's the most surprising release since they took Hulk Hogan off the website. To be honest with you, do you know what? I'm saying for me. I need to stop saying for me. Right? My mate pointed it out to me.
But it's for you, mate. For me. So you don't listen.
It's for me. You're right. Fuck him. Right, anyway, I think there's got to be more to it with him. That's not just... Because he was in the main event of the last pay-per-view, Rob.
Aye.
You know, and the fans love him. He's got a lot of backing. And for them to take that step to let him go and potentially strengthen the opposition.
Because he walks right into AEW, right? He's got to walk right in.
He walks right into AEW.
Does he? They've just signed a whole load of big guys when you're looking at it, though.
Not one of them have got the name of Braun Strowman, mate.
No. They will fucking jump on Braun Strowman. I mean, surely God.
Braun Strowman won the WWE Universal title at WrestleMania.
Against Goldberg.
Against Goldberg, exactly.
Yeah. It's a crazy release to me because this guy has been in a kind of a top position for a long time now. Clearly, the office are very keen on him. You know, I mean, they've always been very keen on him to such an extent. I know people talk about, they moan about how he's booked and all that, but he's often in these spots, like the spot he did where he won the tag team championship with the kid and all that kind of stuff.
Don't give you that unless they trust you.
Absolutely, 100%. You are one of Vince's favourites if you get booked in that fucking, as much as people were moaning about that and all that. See, if you've got a spot like that, a kind of crossover-y kind of spot, he's a popular guy back. I mean, I just kind of get my head around it because it's...
Well, the word on the street is that WWE are currently trying to balance the books in preparation for selling the company.
But for me, I've spoke to you about this before, John. Looking out for the outside looking in, it's a strange one because over the past 2 years, it's been their two most profitable years that they've ever had in the history of the company, right? Is it a case you get out while the going's good? You know,
I'm going to bring you back to my reference we were saying beforehand. Rab, do you remember the first Spider-Man movie with Tobey Maguire when Norman Osborn became the Green Goblin and says, I've got the profits have never been better, everything's going great. I'm the Green Goblin now. And then the board members go from underneath him. Well, that's why we're selling the company now. That is what's happening. I'm telling you. Vince is Norman Osborn. WD is Oscorp. And this is what's happening.
Do we genuinely think here that... So what when we're talking about a sale of WWE, what do we mean here? Do we mean the McMahon family checking out, cashing in their chips?
Well, that's what it looks like. But they would need to be kept honest talent, I would feel.
Yeah. You know? You think if there was this is all speculation, but any sale went through, I mean, Vince, I think they would move Vince out, but I think they would keep Triple H in some capacity.
They've got it. What does it mean for all of the legends and stuff like that as well? You know, Shawn Michaels has got a huge hand in NXT and NXT UK.
Before we get ahead of ourselves with the sale talk, let's move on now to Aleister Black, because this is another surprising one as well.
Aye.
Because they have just repackaged him. Mm-hmm. They have just invested time and money into, you know, creating these kind of animated vignettes for him and all of that. And, you know, he's been put into a kind of major program with another one of their stars. And then a week later, he's released.
It's baffling. It really is baffling. It kind of reminds me a bit. You remember what happened with Emma? When they built her up for months and months and months with this new character, and then they released her before they debuted it. It's a strange one for me. You've got to look at it for the fact that he's a proven talent. The fans love him. The fans love him. Do you know what I mean? They really, really like him. And it's worrisome because for the rest of the roster, they're all going to be like, well, what's the point in me putting any effort in when they've done that to him who they've just invested so much time and effort into? You know?
It's like nobody's safe, right? It's like nobody's safe because I'm thinking if you're at a company like WWE, if a new program gets started up with you and, you know, you've been repackaged and relaunched and all that and, you know, all that stuff has been put behind you, you're probably thinking to yourself, well, I'm safe for a year or two anyway, probably here. You know what I mean? And then fucking a week later, you're out. And then Braun Strowman's out. Somebody like Braun Strowman is out.
Aye.
It means like anybody's out, right? Anybody's out at this point.
What you need to remember as well is they've literally just re-signed his wife.
Mm.
So where does she stand as well?
I don't know what's going on. Anyway, we'll come back to this later. Let's jump back onto the show plan. We just had to kind of quickly dip into that, but we'll see. The punters have been in touch, you know what I mean? Punters have been in touch. So let's do this. But no, Grado, of course, is missing. He is doing the great sitcom Two Doors Down with Elaine C. Smith, Alex Norton, Jonathan Watson. Oi, that lot. That one thing I want to say here is I'm going to bam Grado up because I'm going to message him later the night, right? And I'm going to ask him what he had for lunch the day when he was filming. And I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why I'm going to do this, right? I'm going to do this because yesterday, one of the cast on the Scots saw that one of the cast on Two Doors Down had tweeted out or put on Instagram about the lunch, and it was the same fucking lunch we had. Really? So it must be the same catering company doing the two lunches. I'm going to message him the night and go, oh, let me guess what your lunch was, and fucking look like I'm a genius. What about that? That's amazing, isn't it?
It's his birthday today as well.
Who's?
Well, it's Grado's birthday.
It's Grado's birthday?
Yeah. He shares his birthday, get this, he shares his birthday with AJ Styles and Lex Luger.
Wow, that's weird. These two favourite wrestlers as well. That's a weird thing, isn't it?
Here's one for you. Do you know Lex Luger's gran and granda were from Coatbridge?
No.
Fuck off.
Straight up. Look it up, man.
Is that
honestly
true?
Aye.
John, you look that up. While I move on to this.
He tweeted it out. He tweeted it out, honest to God.
Now, apparently Shaq tweeted out this week. Scotty Kirkwood got in touch. Picked this up. Big Shaq, big Shaquille O'Neal, tweeted, wasn't looking, but Randy Orton has the sexiest white man butt I've seen next to Steve Nash. That's quite something, isn't it?
The first thing I took for that was, right, let's Google Steve Nash.
Hey, Steve Nash is the coach of my Brooklyn Nets.
The Nets.
I mean, there you go. I mean, Randy Orton is a good-looking guy. It's good to see that. It's good to see that even Big Shaq recognises that. Think he's trying to get a bit of snash going with Randy Orton. I think that's what's happening. You know,
but if Randy would never be able to walk again, if that was a fucking case, I'll tell you that for man.
So Daniel got in touch and says, "Is it me or did this week's AEW show just up their game, starting to feel like the old stuff? You know, wrestling, except for that Cody bollocks. People aren't they really enjoying Cody the new, are they?"
You know, I watched the pay per view, and it's the first time I've been fully entertained by a pay-per-view almost from start to finish, and I'll tell you the almost part was Cody Rhodes in a go-go. Now, straight away, they've killed him. Killed him stone dead. A go-go. They've brought him in with this big British boxer gimmick, a great fighter and what have you, and Cody goes over him in his first pay-per-view.
Aye.
This is the guy that used to claim that Triple H was an egomaniac. You know, and he's... It's a strange one.
I don't know if you've ever watched, see the Boys, have you ever watched that on Amazon Prime?
Yes.
There's a character in it called the Patriot, the guy who's all American, mm-hmm. like, but is an absolute heel.
Homelander,
that's it. I think they're trying to do that with his character because he's been so over-the-top patriotic. I think they're trying to do a wee kind of spin on that, but I might be wrong.
Slow build towards that kind of situation.
Aye.
Keith says, lads, about the back of your chat about alternative commentators for wrestling for last week. I missed that, I wasn't here. He has agreed that Archie McPherson and Jonathan Pearce would be good, but how about Murray Walker or Bill McLaren if they were still with us? They would give Michael Cole a run for their money. I wouldn't want to listen to Murray Walker calling wrestling.
Murray Walker calling wrestling would be an absolute brain damage moment for everybody, wouldn't it?
Aye, I'm a fucking sore heed that. By the way, the pun in is back. You see, the boys have been a bit naughty while they've been away, bringing the pun in back. Grado last week wanted you to give us wrestling related places, and we've been inundated, right? So here we go. Jay, get in touch with Brock Lesnar. Bad News Barnett. Lee says Kelly Kowalski. Pretty good, isn't it? Beth Phoenix, Scott Lark Hall, Kevin Thornhill, and Jack Chester. Matthew gave us Kirkcaldy Rhodes, Mandy Montrose, Steve Blackmaninshire, and the great Califax.
Very good.
Cameron got in touch with Dal Rai back. Rowdy Kirkcaldy Piper. I like that one. Mean Street Postle and Ted Dundee Biase.
Dundee Biase's a belter.
Robert got in touch and says, in honour of my home county, they're all Devon places, since Grado seems to love it here so much. So it's Devon Dudley, obviously. Degeneration Exeter. Appledore Funk Jr. Very funny. Alex, get in touch with Bargeddy Guerrero. And Finn Balor. Finn Balor. I like Finn Balor. Kate says, very topical, Alistair Blackpool. Thomas, get in touch with a belter here. Kofi Kingston Bridge. Jamie Mack, wait, Leith Lee. Stephen with Falkirk Angle. A bit of a stretch, that one. Gustav with Grange Mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart. Bones Dallas, Jerry and Linlithgow. And Finn Balornock. I fucking love Finn Balornock because Balornock was where I grew up. Was in Balornock. Finn Balornock. I could be listening to the week here for me, by the way. For me. I'm doing it now, Chris. For me. let's grab another couple. Porcho got in touch with the Pollock Shield. Bell's Hill Billy Jim.
Bell's Hill Billy Jim.
The Breaking Brawler. And Hulk Oban. Hulk Oban. Stephen gets Matt Ridley. That's what. Nicky Charing Cross.
Nicky Charing Cross, a good one.
Darren's got Romania Reigns, head of the Bureau de Change.
That's a deep cut from back in the day.
That's a fucking Jesus. That's a fucking deep cut. And if you want to get in touch with us about any of that, just random wrestling related stuff, get us on Twitter at Wrestling Daft, on Insta at Wrestling Daft Podcast, or just Wrestling Daft on Facebook, or email us at wrestlingdaft@gmail.com. Woo! Get Wrestling Daft merch right now. I'm warning you, at shop.spreadshirt.co.uk/wrestlingdaft. All the beautiful designs, including the Marcus here with a picture of the Wrestling Daft belt, Wrestling's Kid On, the immortal quote for the immortal Hulk Hogan, still no cease and desist, can't believe it. Good night, Hulkamaniacs and Jabroni Marks without a life that don't notice a work when you work a work and work yourself into a shoot, Marks. We fit all that onto a t-shirt. Plus, all the ones, you know, I'ma take a bump for you, chips, cheese and doner meat, Margaret, Era Fiend. Not only that, we've got hoodies, face masks, phone covers, trucker caps, bum bags, aprons at shop.spreadshirt.co.uk/wrestlingdaft. So check out our range at shop.spreadshirt.co.uk/wrestlingdaft now, or just check out the links in our Facebook page or Twitter at Wrestling Daft. Now, every week, Chris, you'll know this, we like to separate the bad, the good for wrestling. You know, the UK's Eurovision entry for Italy's Eurovision entry. I never saw Eurovision, so I don't know if Italy's one was good, was it?
I don't know, mate. I never seen it either. All I heard was one of the folk for Italy was doing lines off a table when the camera went on to
him. Well, I watched this video, Chris, and there was no way he was doing lines off a table. Because see what he bent, didn't he? It looked like it was the table, and it wasn't a table. The table was actually much lower than that. So I analysed the footage, and I was like, no, this is not what's happened here. So I didn't see Eurovision, but I did at least analyse that video. You know what I mean? Consider myself a bit of a detective, Chris.
Well, you know, you've got the pen. You've got the pen, mate. You could write yourself a show.
Absolutely.
Lines of duty.
Lines of duty.
There we go. Good.
Listen to you, man. Fucking, Grado doesn't need to come back on this. He doesn't hit out with belters like that.
Grado's fear to me when it comes to the patter rub. He loves it, doesn't he, John?
He does a patter war.
He loves it. He loves the part. He always goes, ah, that's brilliant. That's brilliant. Ah, that's brilliant.
is there anything you want to put over as something you've enjoyed, Chris, or anything you want to bury as something you didn't enjoy?
I was actually saying earlier on, I was really, really enjoyed the AEW pay-per-view at the weekend there. I thought it was superb. I think what is missing for wrestling is right good entrances, and what AEW have done is started to buy the rights to songs that they know that the crowd are going to join in with. Mm-hmm. And you know what? It makes these wrestlers seem like so much more than they are already. You know what I mean? Like Jungle Boy coming out to the Tarzan Boy song.
Baltimore.
Oh, it's unbelievable. But John Moxley coming out to Wild Thing. Not only Wild Thing from the Major League movie.
Aye.
And the crowd singing along to it. Did you watch it, Rob?
I saw a few bits of it. I tried to watch a few bits of it. I didn't watch the whole show.
If you get a chance, even if it's just to watch these entrances.
I was wanting to see them all singing along like Jericho and all that, you know what I mean? Because we had to watch it.
I've not seen it either, Chris. How did the Stadium Stampede match stand up to the last one? Because I thought the last one was probably my match of the year last year. Absolutely loved it.
The first one was great. This one maybe wasn't as good, but I think the purpose that it served was better. You know, I thought that everybody got their stuff in this time. Jericho was outstanding on it, especially with the whole arm brace and stuff like that, and having to wrestle with the arm brace on and stuff. He was amazing.
Jericho's always cracking, man. I think Jericho's great, man.
I know, but I don't know. Are we allowed? Is it considered a spoiler? Are we allowed to talk about what happened?
Yeah.
Oh, it's right, happened. Well, it's happened.
They've used it to put Sammy Guevara over at the end. Sammy Guevara gets the win on his own in the middle of the ring while everybody's backstage knocking seven lumps of shit out each other. You know what I mean? But it draws you into it. It draws you into that group. You know, there was something missing for me. I don't know what it was, but the camaraderie there was tremendous. And the story that I've told over a while with them and an MGS group is just, it's been brilliant. It really has. But there was one point where Jericho scalped MGF with a steel baseball bat, and you heard it connecting with him. Do you know what I mean? Like the actual noise, I was like, oh, for crying out loud, that guy's going to have a...
They're having fun as well, weren't they, in AEW? I always kind of think when I'm watching it, I'm like, these guys are fucking enjoying themselves.
Well, there was a point where they go into the Jaguars manager's room, and the manager's there. So they start getting Jericho American footballs, and he just starts flinging these American footballs for point blank range at MGF, right? And then they run out of American footballs, and the manager just gives him his laptop. Just hands him his laptop, and he starts knocking fuck out MGF with the laptop, right? So they go out of the room, and the camera just lingers on the Jaguars manager, and he just goes, "Holy shit." It's just a nice wee moment, you know what I mean? But overall, the whole, I'm a big fan of Brian Cage as well, and Hangman Page is, I've told you before, John, I love Hangman Page, but Brian, for the big man that he is, the way he can move about the ring is unbelievable. Honestly, I'm really quite surprised that he's in AEW. He's the exact epitome of Vince McMahon guy.
Yeah.
So I don't know how.
And do you know, think with Hangman Page, you're saying you like him? He's just, there's just something kind of classically old school about that guy, isn't there?
It's a bit stone coldy.
Aye, there's just something about him, man. There is something, and they see it and all. You know what I mean? Obviously, they see it and all.
Well, he was the first poppy of the night. They had Brian Cage come out with, he's got this kind of Terminator suit thing on now, mm-hmm. and then all you heard is just the horse hoofs. And see if there was a roof on that building.
Aye.
It wouldn't have been there after it, I'll tell you. It's the best pop I've heard since Drew coming back to ICW.
How did it feel with that? Like, obviously, it was the first capacity crowd, Chris, because obviously Florida don't give a fuck. So it was like capacity. How did it feel watching that?
So different, man. Honestly, like I said, even just for the crowd singing along with the entrance music to Britt Baker winning the belt, the pop for that was huge. And Mark Henry coming out as well. Everything seemed so much bigger with the crowd there. You know, like, see if Mark Henry had have come out and there wasn't a crowd there, it would have been, oh, Mark Henry's joined AEW. But when Tony Schiavone said the world's strongest man, the noise for the crowd straight away, and it was like a kind of, it was a wave, because you heard some folk had clicked on first.
And
you could hear it going right up to the back of the stadium. I cannot wait to get back in front of crowds, man. I really can't. It adds so much to it. It really does add so much to it.
You need it. Wrestling needs it, doesn't it? It really does need it. Hey, I just want to bury then. I want to bury an AEW thing. I want to bury, I don't know if you saw this, but after the talk about WWE's relationship with New Japan, potential relationship with New Japan, mm-hmm. Tony Khan did this really weird fucking promo bit that was on Twitter. Did you see this?
No, I don't get my wrestling stuff for Twitter anymore, mate. I get it off my mates on WhatsApp.
he did this really odd fucking promo about WWE having conversations with New Japan, and it was kinda weird, man. In principle, I don't mind the concept. I don't agree when people kind of go, oh, you shouldn't be talking about that stuff. And I think Tony Khan can do what he wants. A great guy. I really love Tony Khan.
Good,
I think
he's a wonderful guy.
he's a big good friend of mine. And but I felt that promo, I kind of felt almost like it was rushed, or it was underdeveloped, or they weren't sure what they were doing with it, but they just felt they had to do something. That was very weird. I want to bury that, because I just kind of feel like they need a writer in there to give them a horn, and you know, he's got my number. So let's see what the punters are saying. Quentin Thundersnow wants to put over the full capacity being back at AEW, just like you said, Chris. And he wants to bury Sammy, no getting that poor chap behind him when he signs. What was that about?
I think that was for Dynamite. I never seen Dynamite. There was a crowd for Dynamite as well, wasn't there?
So
I'm not sure.
Broncello wants to put out the full capacity crowds being back. AEW put on great shows this weekend. Grado's pal, DJ Conan, making a cameo during Stadium Stampede. Wants to bury Brian Cage's entrance gear.
I can understand why. Do you remember Triple H dressing up with the Terminator at WrestleMania?
Aye.
That, it was like that, except...
You've got
WWE's level of it, and then you've got AEW's level of it, if you know.
Even
what I mean.
Cheaper. And that didn't look great when Triple H did it, even did it.
Exactly.
Chicken Tikka Masala, still the best name out there. Put up Double or Nothing. Tremendous pay per view. Hangman versus Brian Cage might be my match of the year so far. And wants to bury Raw, even though he didn't watch it. Only read the results. Can he watch that shite anymore? What the fuck have they done to Shayna Baszler?
I fully agree with him. I've not watched it. I do a night shift, and I can sit and watch it if I want, and I don't even bother turning the telly on, man.
Do you feel, Chris, that they have a bit of a problem with Shayna? The minute Ronda Rousey left, they had a bit of an issue with who they put Shayna in with.
But that's, for me, they just gave her Ronda's spot. You know, aye. Why not?
Aye. Only, but I mean, the problem is the way they built her up. She should really be, you know, steamrolling through everybody. And why don't they do that, though? I wish they would. Would you have somebody just fucking steamroller everybody? It annoys me. Neil says, without sucking up too much, I want to put her this show, Wrestling Daft, because it has me howling every week. My partner used to check on me to see what I was up to when I was laughing so much. But now she knows I'll probably just listen to this podcast. Thank God that was how that sentence ended. I thought we were going to say, my partner used to check, but now she's left me because I listen to wrestling podcasts. he also says, P.S. Rab, I just go to Spirit Island and it's very good. We'd be happy to do the running and board game, Daft, to chat about it. Spirit Island is an absolutely amazing board game. John wants to put over The Godfather and the Broken Skull sessions, and Dark Side of the Ring just started the new season. Amazing. And wants to bury the Tony Khan promo. There it is on WWE about NJPW partnership. Even if it's a worker, no, it was not needed. Just run your promotion. See, that, I don't really agree with that. It's fine for him to, why no, just say stuff, but it was underdeveloped. So that's what the panels have got to say. It's been a very eventful week. I can't wait to see what they think next week about the releases.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend, because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Now, it's the part of the show where we invite you, the listeners, to do a run-in. Come on the show, ask us a wee question. However, we've got a bit of a different run-in this week. Chris, would you like to tell us what you have set up for us this week?
Well, you know something, I've been an advocate for this young man for the last few months, and he's part of the quickest, the best up-and-coming stable in ICW right now. He's one of the lads. It's not Siki Bali. It's a young upstart whose name is Mr. John Trenton. There we go. What's happening, man? How's tricks?
How's it going?
You better not be too drunk, boy.
I'm not too drunk.
Have you had a... Hey, listen, I've got a glass of wine here as well, so it's all good now. Here, right, okay. All right, then. All right, Chris and John. Tell me, why should people be excited about what yous have got going on?
Because, like I just said, I've picked two boys for obscurity. I've taken them in the palm of my hands. I've moulded them like Play-Doh into exactly what ICW needs. ICW had went down a path where it was all too serious, all a bit dark, a bit. You'd turn it off if you were watching it. But I'll tell you what, see if you're flicking through the channels and you see these two boys, standing in that ring, as tall as Andre the Giant, and me standing next to him, as tall as the Junkyard Dog. I'll say, why not? Why not, Junkyard Dog?
What size was the Junkyard Dog?
I believe he was 3'10". I believe he was, but I'll tell you this now.
Hold on, John, what height are you? What height are you, John?
I'm 5'9".
Well, maybe not Andre the Giant, but you know what I mean. You get where I'm going, right? But I'll tell you this now: the work that these two guys are doing and putting in and entertaining the fans without a crowd being there is unbelievable. I've got to doff my cap to them. Even when I decided that I was going to take them on, I didn't think it was going to go as well as it's been going. There's been a few bumps in the road. Don't get me wrong; we ran into a group of Tories right now that are giving us a bit of jip,
right?
But what? Just watch this Saturday. I'm making my in-ring debut with the boys this Saturday. I'm strapping on the boots. I'm putting on the knee pads.
Are you?
I'm going to wear a headdress so that I don't fracture my skull again. And I'll tell you what, you're going to be amazed at what you see. Right, ITW have been keeping this technical talent under a bushel for far too long.
John, right, obviously, right, Chris's job to bum you up here, right? But right, tell me the true story. Like, when did you get started wrestling?
I started getting wrestling about 2014. I was about 12 at the time.
Oh, man. So what age are you now?
I'm 19.
Oh.
Tell you what, Rob, I was at his first ever match, and that's not a joke.
That was 13 at the time when I had my first match.
But are you feeling like you're starting to move into your prime now? You're starting to feel like you're...
I wouldn't say I'm in my prime yet, but I'm definitely like moving up the ladder in wrestling terms, no.
What you want to become one of the main guys in ICW? Is that the first step?
Aye, that's the first step. I want to make it to tap the ICW first. Obviously with the lads as well, with Tull. Been my great mentor. It's been amazing.
I bet you would, like, if you get the opportunity to, like, rise up the ladder, you'd fucking turn on them, wouldn't you?
I don't think I'd be. I'm a very loyal person. I'm a very loyal person. I wouldn't turn my back on empty.
You wouldn't ever stab them in the back.
Rob, I need to tell you this right now.
Well, let me tell you. Hold on. No, before you say anything, Chris, right?
No, wait a minute. You listen to me for a minute, all right?
Right.
Now, there's a reason why I done my homework. And I picked these two guys. I've been there. I've had Lou King Sharp, right? All he done was laugh it off and slap me. See, he slapped me a couple of times, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I had Divers. Divers wanted to be an ICW. I gave him the opportunity to be an ICW, right? And the second that I got him into ICW, he didn't want anything to do with me anymore. He wanted to be his own man.
A user.
I've done my work. I've taken these two guys from the bottom of the card. And I'll tell you what, step by step, it's not going to be an overnight process, but step by step, I'm going to make sure that our target just now is to be on the card for Fear and Loathing. Right? That's a big show. That's ICW's WrestleMania. And I'm telling you this now, I promise John right now, and I promise Akeem, and I promise the wrestling daft listeners, that they two boys will be on the card at Fear and Loathing, and I'll be standing in the corner. And I'll tell you something, see if he wants to turn these back on that. He's a stupider man than I thought he was.
Right. Sorry, John. Let me come back to you a wee minute here, right? I just want to say, right, I'm not trying to cause any trouble, right, but I'm just wanting to say, see, tag teams.
Yeah.
Ultimately, in wrestling, they break up.
I'm not a tag team, Rab. They're not a tag team. These are two single superstars.
Oh, are they two single superstars?
Now, don't get me wrong. We've had a run-in with a group of people, so we've had to team up.
I saw them tagging.
The three A's have morphed into, have you ever seen the Power Rangers?
Aye.
You see when they all come together and they make it into the Megazord?
Yous are the Megazord?
We're the Mega Lads. We're coming together. We're sticking together. I'm standing at the top with these two as my foundations. And I'll tell you this just now.
Hold on, you're at the top. The boys are at the top. You're at the top.
Because I can't carry the two in my shoulders. They need to carry me. Right? So... it's going to be us we're facing against Thatcher's cabinet, they three stinking Tory rat bastards. And I'll tell you something just now, wait till you see what happens to these guys. Am I right, John?
Ah, you're too right, man. Them ugly Tory wanks, honestly. Again, that's what's happened.
Look, again, again, I just want to stress, I'm not want to cause any trouble, right? But see stables like this, tag team stables, any kind of units like this in wrestling, usually what happens is one breaks away and rises up. One has to stay. You know how sometimes when you watch like X Factor or something, right? You watch X Factor or something and a band goes on it, right? And Simon Cowell goes, sorry, boys, I don't like yous, right? But he goes, but you, and points at one of them, I like you. I would take you by yourself, right? if, I'm just saying if, right? A Mark Dallas came to you, John, and went, I don't fucking like these other two, but you, I'm going to make you a big star. You tell me that you would still stay with A2?
I wouldn't turn my back until, I definitely wouldn't. If Mark Dallas came to me with that offer, I would say I wouldn't be doing it without Toll and Sack.
There you go, man. You see?
Well, that's fucking beautiful. You don't often get that.
Sometimes, that's what happens.
Break apart. Why are we going to do that? Why are we going to do the same what everybody else has been doing?
What John says there, so together we are greater than the sum of our parts. Right? Sometimes water is thicker than blood, Rab. Mm-hmm. You need to realise that, mate.
If you freeze it, if you put it in the freezer. No, John, like I think that is this what sets you guys apart from everybody else in wrestling? Is this what's fresh about you guys? Are you genuinely loyal to each other? Is this a genuine family, a genuine loyalty you have got?
What do you think, John?
Definitely, because we've never thought about ones turning at each other. I've never even thought of that before until you brought that up. I'm just would never. They're my boys.
But I've put it in your head now, ain't I? I've put it in your head.
You put it in my head, and it's just the worst thought I've ever had in my life. That's just stupid. That is just never happening.
There's three of you, and there's one guy no here tonight. Like, where is he? Where's his loyalty tonight? Where is he?
Mate, remember I said sometimes water's thicker than blood. The night, blood's thicker than water because he keeps working in his family shop as a security guard. So, that's what's actually happening. John said, listen, Chris, how would you feel about bringing the boys on? I says, John, for the right price, I'll make sure the two of them are there. John made sure that money was in our bank account. I'm going to make sure that the rest of it gets seen to John and Saqib.
It better not be the fucking Patreon money. Listen,
don't you worry about it, right? Just don't you worry about where the money's coming from. It's called show business, Rab. It's not called show friends, right? And we're here for a reason. We're here to make money. I'm here to guide these guys through to the top of the tree. What people think is, you know, look at them. They're dafties. They're a bunch of dafties. Rab, we love a joke, right? We love a laugh, but we're not a fucking joke, mate.
I've got nous, right?
I've been there, I've done it, I've made the mistakes along the way. This is the time where I get my tracks in order and I push these boys to the moon. And I'm telling you this right now, see when Fear and Loathing comes round, we'll be in a marquee match at Fear and Loathing, and I promise you.
John, who is your biggest inspiration wrestling-wise? Who do you love?
There's a few. Between probably Shawn Michaels and AJ Styles.
Choices. Shawn Michaels is a beautiful choice. Do you fancy, see your first opportunity, right? You're doing well in ICW, let's say, right? Let's say you've risen up the ICW ranks, right? See when NXT click their fingers, are you going to jump? Shawn Michaels phones you up, Shawn Michaels on the blower. You're going to say, no, Sean, I'm going to stick with Toll.
The thing is, Rob, I know that you've asked John.
Let John answer. Is it Shawn Michaels or is it Chris Toll?
I'm going to tell you that now, mate. I would be a horrible, horrible person, and I wouldn't be the friend to John that I like to think that I am if I stood in his way to further his career to that point. Shawn Michaels is one of the greatest performers in the history of professional wrestling. Some would say the greatest performer in the history of professional wrestling, right? For me to take the opportunity for John to work with him away from him, what would that make me?
You would let him go to NXT UK?
I would drive him there myself, mate.
Right, let me put this to you then, Chris. Do you think that's always the best thing for a British wrestler's career?
No comment. I'm not like... No comment. Well, Colin, I can't. I'm saying nothing. Or I will not say anything against our partners at the WWE or at NXT UK.
What a politician you are. John, are you loving the wrestling? Are you loving doing it?
I love it, man. There's nothing I love more, honestly.
And are you excited about the fans coming back?
Aye, it's been mental not having any fans there at all, you know. Because the whole time I've been ICW, I've not wrestled once in a crowd. So
do you feel like that? Do you feel like that's maybe gave you a wee bit of kind of extra time to kind of hone your craft a wee bit
I definitely getting used to things, but I think it's also a bit of a downfall. I don't have the energy as I usually would if I had a crowd behind me.
And you'll be feeling it more, right? It'll be sorer. That's what I always imagine. It's going to be sorer because the crowd are there, I always think.
Yeah. It is, definitely is. But obviously been a while without the crowd now, but once they come back, it'll be unreal. I'll be in there full of adrenaline, ready to go, punching anybody.
I'll tell you something. See if he's are on that card, right? See if he's are on that card like Chris promises. I'll be there to watch. I'll be there. I want to see this with my own eyes.
You know what? I'll tell you this now as well. I believe what we've done so far without the crowd has stood us in good stead for when a crowd returns, because you know what crowds are like. See if they don't know somebody, you know? Yep. They don't get
you
behind
get very
them.
Little time.
They don't get behind them. But I think the fans are going to see John and Saqib as the stars that they're going to be for ICW.
Yep.
And the minute that music hits, the first time we walk out in front of a crowd is going to be like when Hangman's music hit at AEW at the weekend, and the roof is going to come off, whether it's the Asylum, whether it's the Garage, whether it's Barrowlands, who knows? But I'll tell you something, the building better have fucking insurance, because the roof's coming off the minute we walk through that curtain.
Beautiful. John, thanks so much for coming on and joining us. It was beautiful to hear for a truly loyal group.
Not a problem. Thank you very much for having us on. What an honour.
Thanks, man. You'll need to come on again a wee bit more down the line, right, when you stab everybody in the back, right? Right, see you later, John. Thanks so much. Right,
thank you very much. See you later.
See you soon, John.
And if you want to be on the run-in, your best bet is to sign up to our Patreon as our World Heavyweight Champs. Get first dibs, IC Champs get second, and Cruiserweight Champions get third. Get on patreon.com/wrestlingdaft to get involved.
You just made the list!
Now it's time for a list of things more exciting than what you can do when you're in level 2. Can you believe Glasgow's moving to level 2? I'm in Helensburgh, I was at level 2 anyway, but it's the list of Wrestling Daft. You can vote for what you want us to talk about at patreon.com/wrestlingdaft. This week was a complete whitewash, as it was the best current tag teams up against future world champions with 85% of the vote. It was future world champions that won. So I am going to do my list now. I've had very little time to prepare for this, I need to be honest.
I didn't even know about this.
Now, listen, hold on. Do we need, John, are we talking about here future world champions who have never been a world champion before?
Yes.
And is it in any company?
We're talking WWE and AEW future world champions, male or female.
Okay. Do I get to do mine as well, or is it just Rab?
Do you know what? Let Rab think about it. We'll give him the big countdown, Chris.
Right. Okay, for me, number one is MJF. MJF is 100% going to be...
You go 3-2-1, Chris. Right,
that's a good pick. Oh, that's a good pick.
Right, no,
good
right, one. Well, I'll go for him at number three. Right. Number two, I think they're all going to be AEW, actually. I'm going to go with Brian Cage again, because I think he will be the world champion at some point. And number one's going to be Hangman. Hangman Page for me. But out of the three of them, I think the first one that will get it will be Hangman Page.
And maybe because you did AEW, maybe I should stick to WWE. I know who my number one is. That's nice and easy. Okay, who's my number three going to be, though? Well, let me start by saying my number three is going to be... Well, actually, this is AEW. I don't know necessarily whether this guy is going to be a world champion at AEW, but I think he is going to be a world champion one day. And it's Ricky Starks. I love Ricky Starks, and I think he will be a future world champion at some point. I'm going to jump straight to my number one. My number one is Big E is going to be a world champion. You know, agree with me here, Chris?
I do agree with you. I think he will be. And I think they need to get him away from the gimmick that he's got now before he can be world champion. I think he would make a tremendous heel champion. Remember when he was a heel in NXT, back in the day? And he'd done the five count and all that. That was excellent.
Aye. That really was
excellent, you know.
Listen, hold on. I've got one right for left field that I'm going to make my new number one choice because I definitely think this is going to happen. I think Nikki Cross could be a future world champion, and I'll tell you why. Right? I'll tell you why. Because I think Alexa Bliss will at some point be the world champion, the women's champion, right?
Full circle, brother. I love it.
I think she'll be the women's champion, and I think Nikki Cross will win it after.
I love it.
Genuinely. I know everybody's worried about Nikki Cross now. I know everybody's kind of slightly worried about Nikki Cross now because she's out of the picture. I think they are fucking keeping her out of the picture.
She's won the last 2 weeks on Raw. She beat Charlotte and she beat Rhea Ripley.
Oh, really? Oh, that's right. The Rhea Ripley, it was a kind of the quick match thing, wasn't it, that they did? That's right. Yeah. But I think they're keeping her simmering on a fucking low boil until Alexa Bliss wins the fucking world title, which she will, because what's the point in doing all this if she doesn't win the big belt? And then I think Nikki Cross will save Alexa Bliss's soul. I kind of feel like they might as well do that. Let's see what the punters are saying.
I think, can I fling another one out just now? I've had a wee look there. Nobody's mentioned them. I know he's the NXT champion, but I think Karrion Kross will be the WWE champion.
Oh, aye. Yeah. Oh, 100%, because see the two of them, man. They look fucking, they look so good.
It's money, isn't it?
Oh man, the two of them look so good together. And it's one of the things, it's like, if they come on your telly, you fucking stop and look at them, didn't you?
Aye, without a doubt.
So let's see, the punter Scott says, Ricky Starks, big handsome boy, cuts a promo. Listen, they've not been letting him cut enough promos in AEW, which has been annoying, because that Ricky Starks is a phenomenal guy on the mic. And he's brilliant in the ring, full package too, right? Scott, Dave says, Adam Cole.
I don't see it.
Nah. No chance. Listen, by the way, I mean,
he should be. He's proven in NXT that he can carry a title. You know what I mean? But I think
I think that guy's too fucking skinny.
Don't go over this can of worms, Chris.
That's what I was actually going to say. What I was going to say is, the minute he's on the main roster, amongst all the big giant guys,
There's other guys that are as slim as him, but there's just something about him that just looks, he is not a threatening looking guy.
I understand what you mean, but I don't see him being the world champion in WWE. However, I think he could win the world title elsewhere.
Agreed. Sammy Guevara, it's for Dave as well. Aye, I think that's a possibility. Down the line. John says MJF, Sammy Guevara.
Big Swole,
Santos Escobar, Raquel Gonzalez. Chris, do you think either of your boys that you've had on talking to us could be a world champion one day?
Well, it's, you know, the sky's the limit for them, Rob, to be honest. I think if you...
Listen, don't kayfabe it. I'm
genuinely not kayfabing it here. What these guys can do in the ring if they get the chance to show it, you know, is incredible. John's actually He's a gymnast. John's a gymnast. So he's, you know, he can do all the flippy stuff, and we know how the indie fans love that sort of stuff. Mm-hmm. The improvement in Saqib...
He's a good-looking boy as well, isn't he?
Aye, he is a good-looking guy. The improvement in Saqib, since the first time I worked with him, is immeasurable. He was a bit cumbersome at times when I worked with him before, but watching him now, he's just so smooth in the ring now. It's brilliant to watch him as well. And do you know what he is, Rob? He's funny as fuck.
Aye.
He's brilliant. He's been doing this kind of gimmick where he's sneaking big WWE superstars' moves in to his ring, his moveset, but just in the middle of a match and completely no selling the fact that he's done a stunner or a rock bottom. He actually, if you see it this week, I'll no get away, but he does a move this week on this week's show, and I hope the camera catches my reaction, because he never told me he was going to do it, and I totally fucking corpsed a belter, man. I corpsed a belter on it. But it's, you know, it's just, it's so entertaining watching them, man. And Who would anybody have thought Gradle would have been the world champion when he started it?
Aye, me.
When he started out, Rob.
When I saw him at SWA when he was a lowlander.
Aye.
Not a fucking chance.
Exactly, mate. So.
Aye, you know, no, you're right. You're right.
There's, you know, the sky's the limit for these two boys. I just hope that I can be there to see it all.
I think it's lovely how much you love these boys.
I do, mate. I love the two of them. I think they're great guys. And at the beginning, I seen John and I seen his enthusiasm and stuff like that. And I says to Dallas, I says, give me him. It was between John and another guy, and I'll no name the other guy because he'll be gutted that he never got the opportunity. But as you know, Dallas has gave me the chance now to get myself, my own personality over. I was always standing beside him before. Right. I was always standing beside somebody who was a larger than life character as well. And we bounced off each other. Me and Big Flex bounced off each other well. But I always felt that with Saqib, we were a great tandem together. And when he told me I was going to be back with Saqib, I was over the moon. And then he gave me the opportunity to pick somebody else, and I picked John.
Lovely.
And I just thought, I seen what he could do. I seen his enthusiasm. I seen what he could do in the ring. His striking ability is tremendous and stuff like that. And, you know, like I said, I genuinely just think that the sky's the limit for these two guys, and I can't wait to see it. Woo!
Now, listen, folks, there's loads more content at patreon.com/wrestlingdaft. Bonus up episodes up there just now. Grado's WrestleMania Memories. A new one on the way. New ones are coming in on a regular basis. The best way to get involved with this is to sign up to one of your tiers at patreon.com/wrestlingdaft. There's loads of extra content up there. There's a Greg Kempel outtake for your sister podcast, Football Daft, where Chris Toll does his thing, where we talk wrestling for 5 minutes. So if you fancy that, becoming one of our patrons, I keep doing that. Sign up now at patreon.com/wrestlingdaft as we would love to welcome you to the roster. Now it is time for another Wrestling Daft road story. Me and Chris Toll are wrestlers on our way back for a show. We're trying to pop each other using your stories. Let's just stress here, your story this is. So let's get into the camp, we'll see what happens. Good match the night, Chris.
I will be that gorilla press. I never thought I'd be able to get him up, mate.
No, it was surprising. How's your chest?
It's a wee bit sore, but listen, that comes with the territory, bro.
It does come with the territory, you're right about that. I want to tell you a wee story, mate, while we're driving here, right?
Tell me.
Can you believe the first bit? So I was at school, right? Fucking school again. I was in like first year, right? You know what it's like, man. You're a wee fucking up gimp, right? And every other year hates you when you're in first year, right? Well, I'll just swing a left here. One day, I was getting ready for school, right? But my belly was feeling a bit dodgy, you know what I mean? Oh. I just left it. So I got ready and went to meet my pals to walk to school. We get going, right? And about 10 minutes in, I needed a fart, right? And no thinking in there, I just did it, right? Forgetting about how my belly was earlier. And, mate, I followed through, didn't I? Followed through with excrement. Excrement came out of my asshole. just to clear it up, right? Halfway to school, and I have shat myself in front of my pals, right? None of them had noticed I'd done it because it was a watery one, right? It was just a wee juicy one, right? So I turned to them, and I said, oh, no, boys, listen. I didn't even really talk this. I talked this. Oh, no, boys, I forgot my English jotter. I need to go home and get it, right? And they were like, what are you talking about? Just use paper or something, what's a big deal? So I had to make it like it was a big deal, being like, oh, no, no, I'll get detention and that. And the teacher said yesterday if I did again. And so I waddled him, right? Arse all shite. And when I got him, it was only my granddad that was in, right? And I told him what had happened, and he was pure shouting at me, calling me a clatty wee bastard and all that. So I went to go clean myself, right? But on the way to the toilet, I felt I need to be sick. Right, so I've rushed into the toilet, Chris, right? And I flung a door open and bent over and started spewing into the pan, right? But as I was doing this, I started spraying out the other end and all. Right? Oil it was. My granda came running in to see what was happening, only to be met with sick oil of the toilet pan and shite all up. It was no even that. Some of the shite had even went out of the toilet door onto the cream carpet. So now I'm lying there now, I fucking fell down, I know, right? I'm lying there, and my ain sick and my shite, as my grandad tries to clean it up, he's bolting as well, adding to the mess. He tried his best, but left messed it for my ma to clean up when she got home from work. And the last sentence of this story is, she was not happy. That's the fucking story we get sent. That's for Billy. Thanks for that, Billy. Chris, you sent us in a story about a guy having a vomiting and fucking diarrhea bug.
Where do you start?
I mean, what do you even say about that?
Well, you're the ones so that he's, you put the sex ban on. This is what's going to happen. We're going to the shit.
Well, wait a minute. You tell me that the only fucking stories that people have out there are either sex related or fucking diarrhea related. Yes. I don't believe that's the case.
That's what we've come to now.
I don't believe that's the case, that it's only sex or diarrhea that people can be talking about. I want people now to mine their memories for some amazing stories. Amazing stories I want. I want amazing stories for next week. I don't want to be talking about spunk and diarrhea. And so, Chris is a very cultured guy. Chris doesn't want to be fucking sitting
listen,
here.
Listen, I'm not above shite and piss, Rab. Don't worry about that. I'm not above shite and sick.
I'm not saying you're above it. We all need to do it. But I know you're a cultured guy and a very smart, intelligent guy. I don't want to be insulting your fucking intelligence with these fucking stories. And embarrassing, you're having to go back to football daft now. And you'll be going like that. You'll never fucking believe what they do in this wrestling daft. Fucking guys tell stories about having diarrhea when they were in first year.
It doesn't make me any... it's not any worse than talking about Celtic, you know. Is it? Let's be honest.
Ain't that the truth, mate? What a carry on, man. What a bloody carry on. Listen, Chris, it's been an absolute pleasure having you on the show. It was an absolute pleasure and just good to see you, man. Just good to see you.
Me too.
Anyway, a listener of the week, I would like to give it to the guy who said Finn Balornock.
Finn Balornock. What was the Kelly one again? The Kelly
one.
I
don't know, Chris, but it's my fucking show, so.
Come
on to Football Daft and start giving out awards on that.
Well, listen, Grado's off tomorrow, so you're more than welcome to come on if you want.
Mate, I'm working tomorrow, I know, or I would. I would. I'll need to come on at some point, though. I'll need to come on Football Daft at some point.
Well, maybe when I
finally get the Celtic manager job, I could come on.
Fuck's sake. I heard Connell's interviewing for it tomorrow.
Gustav is our listener of the week. There you go.
Gustav is our wrestler of the week. Listener of the week. Listen, folks, thanks so much for checking us out. That's it for Wrestling Daft. Please rate, review, and subscribe on Apple or get us wherever you get your podcasts. Mind for more content, loads more this week. Video version of this show as well, so you can see John Wee's Football Daft board up at the start. Get us on patreon.com/wrestlingdaft. Sign up. And why not check out our merch at shop.spreadshirt.co.uk/wrestlingdaft. There's a good possibility. Grado might be back next week. It might not be. I will certainly be here next week. Chris, thanks so much.
You're welcome, mate. It's been helping, a pleasure, honestly.
I've only got
one
there.
I love it. I feel more comfortable talking about wrestling than I do talking about football these days. So,
well, let me say this to you, mate. One last thing to say to you. Mm-hmm. Up the road now, Chris.
Hey!
Up the road. Up the road.
Audio Frontier.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.